Chapter 39.
Ventress, Voss, and Dooku pressed on. At first, the promised tower appeared to be nothing more than another one of the beautiful, gigantic natural formations that adorned the planet's surface. But as they drew closer, Ventress saw that what once had indeed been nothing more than simply another crystal, albeit a particularly enormous one, had been cunningly hollowed out. It gleamed in the sunlight, but some of that gleam was on windows and weapons. It was indeed a tower, a place where death and deceit were conducted, and Ventress felt a peculiar hot rush of hatred at the violation of something that had once been both extraordinary and innocent. They were close enough so that they walked in the tower's shadow, but before their arrival was detected, Dooku requested another stop.
"What now?"
Ventress demanded.
"I mustn't look weak," he said. "Most of those we encounter will be droids, but there are a few organics among them. Voss, help me!"
Ventress folded her arms and watched. She had hoped Dooku would bleed out on the journey. She and Voss could return to the Jedi, having completed the mission. Once things had settled down, then, at last, they would leave as they had planned. Unfortunately, Dooku was as determined about this as he was about many things, and he insisted on clinging to life. As Voss assisted him in cutting loose the bloodiest part of his shirt and draping the outer fabric so that it concealed the wound, Ventress bit back a scathing comment.
"Voss, you'd better be right about whatever it is you're planning."
"Huh, that's better," Dooku said.
"No, thank you."
Ventress couldn't help it. The Count gave her a disdainful look, straightened himself, and strode forward. Ventress had to admit, he gave away nothing. He was indeed a master of deceit. Hundreds of droids clustered at the base of the tower, more hexagonal formations hitherto serving as concealment. It was a disconcerting feeling to have so many weapons pointed at one simultaneously.
"Hold your fire!"
Dooku shouted, striding out of the crystal forest into the open area with his hands raised in a commanding gesture.
"It is I, your lord."
"Count Dooku!"
There was a clatter as every droid lowered its weapon in perfect unison.
"There. That's a better way to greet your master. Now take me to the command room."
"And them?"
One of the droids peered at Dooku's companions. Ventress tensed. Against so many droids, the outcome was certain, but she'd go down fighting. If Dooku was going to betray them, now would be an ideal moment, when they were completely at his mercy.
"Yes, they are with me,"
Dooku said smoothly. Ventress relaxed, ever so slightly.
"Roger that. Right this way, sire."
Ventress's skin crawled at being in the very heart of a Separatist site. She had to stifle the urge to cut every droid she saw in half. By the time whatever this was done, she knew she would be utterly drained. But then she and Voss would be together, and away from all of this. The Jedi, the Separatists, Dooku, everything. And that was worth adrenal depletion now. They followed Dooku into a lift that took them up to one of the top stories and stepped into a large room. Presumably, one-way glass wrapped around the room floor to ceiling, providing a 270-degree view. Even the naked eye could see for kilometers. And listening to the hum and whir of various displays and consoles, Ventress realized that from here, the Separatists could also monitor nearly everything on Christophsis. The planet's unique composition had provided Dooku the ultimate camouflage for a key base. The room had been buzzing with high-pitched droid chatter, which fell silent when Dooku entered. Voss and Ventress hung back slightly. She glanced at Voss, but his gaze was locked on Dooku. Ventress wondered if he was starting to have second thoughts. She hoped so.
"Sir!"
One of the droids piped up.
Darth Sidious has been trying to contact you. He says it's urgent.
Urgent? Really?
Dooku asked.
I wonder what he could want. Reach out to him immediately.
He eyed Ventress and Voss.
You two will wait here.
The Count turned and stepped into a side door on the right of the lift. Voss immediately slipped in behind him with no glance at Ventress. Furious with both of them, she followed just as the doors were closing. The chamber was dark, the only light coming from a single holo table in its center. Dooku turned, irritated.
I told you to wait outside.
No way, Voss said. You said something about an introduction, if I recall.
He faded back into the shadows near the door, gesturing Ventress to move to the other side of the holo table. She pressed back into the corner, hiding most of her noticeable white face with one arm, in case for any reason Sidious turned around. The other gripped her lightsaber hilt. The Count seemed to want to protest, but at that moment, a hologram appeared. Dooku fell to his knees, his head bowed. Ventress had seen Darth Sidious before, but had never beheld his face, nor would she likely see it now. He wore the same heavy robes and dark cowl that he always had, concealing his features even now, when he assumed he would only be talking to Dooku.
Darth Tyrannus,
intoned Count Dooku's master. Even though he wasn't physically present, the simple sound of his voice, rasping, papery somehow, like the rustling of ancient parchment, sent a shiver through Ventress. This man was steeped in the dark side of the Force, saturated with it, in a way that she was certain Voss, perhaps even Dooku, had never been. She tightened her grip on her lightsaber.
Master,
Dooku replied, his voice laced with a tone Ventress had never heard in it. Subservience.
You seem to have disappeared for quite a while.
My apologies, my lord. I was briefly detained by Republic forces, but have managed to evade them.
The cloaked figure turned his head.
Who is there with you? In the shadows?
Voss stepped forward.
This is my new assassin,
Dooku replied, his poised demeanor slipping slightly.
Assassin.
The papery voice had dropped to a lower timbre, simmering with disapproval and warning.
You know my feelings about the kind of help you are wont to employ.
He'll be no trouble,
Dooku assured him quickly.
I'm sure he won't.
Darth Sidious's tone was a dangerous purr. Dooku quickly changed the subject.
Master, we are too exposed here on Christophsis. We must find a safe haven. Perhaps you could send a ship?
There was a pause. Then...
Perhaps.
Darth Sidious said. His hologram disappeared. Ventress exhaled slowly.
Your assassin?
Voss snapped. Dooku, once again haughty and contemptuous, replied...
What would you have me say? Your rival?
Before Voss could retort, there came a thundering crack, and the entire tower shivered.
What was that?
Dooku exclaimed, stumbling to his feet and lurching out the door. It opened onto shambles. The windows that enclosed three-fourths of the space had been blasted away, along with the consoles on that side. Incongruously beautiful chunks of crystal covered the floor. Tongues of flame licked upward, and the room was starting to fill with acrid smoke. Droids were firing futilely, and as Ventress watched, the Jedi shuttle came around for a second pass. Down! Voss shouted, and Ventress and Dooku obeyed, dropping to the floor. Ventress propped herself up on one elbow, deflecting debris with her other hand. The tower trembled again, and then lurched violently.
Where are the stairs?
Voss demanded, shaking Dooku.
This way.
Dooku got to his feet and went through the door on the opposite side of the lift. Though not narrow, the carved, gleaming stairs were winding, and Ventress knew at once that running down them would take too long. Steeling herself for the pain her wounded leg would experience on impact, she force-leapt to a spot below. She bit back a cry, noting with satisfaction that Dooku was unable to stifle his. Again and again, the three leapt, following the spiral downward. Ventress only hoped they would make it to the ground before the Jedi brought the whole tower crumbling on top of them. This is wrong. The still, small voice would not let Obi-Wan be. It kept brushing his thoughts, gentle but persistent. Which part? He wondered. Killing all three of them, even Ventress, who tried to help? Executing Voss without a trial? Sending Voss to assassinate Dooku? Above, the shuttle and the ARC-170s Kenobi had ordered for reinforcement continued their aerial attack while dozens of troops had joined him and Anakin on the ground. Fire! Anakin shouted. The clones obeyed, launching a slew of grenades at the droids clustered at the base of the tower. The attack dropped most of the battle droids, and the cannons blasted a huge hole in the magnificent chunk of crystal. Orange flames sent black smoke spiraling into the incongruously blue cloud-dotted sky. We need more firepower! Anakin shouted. Send in the walkers! This is wrong. Abruptly, Obi-Wan was unable to withstand the mild prodding. Anakin, he called, we need to back off. They won't survive this if we keep firing. Anakin gave him a look of surprise. You heard what Master Windu said. Kill anyone who gets in our way. I know what he said, Kenobi replied. But I think if it's a possibility, we should still try to get them out of here unharmed. I'm telling you to pull back. Anakin's golden brows drew together in a frown. I'm not going against Master Windu's orders. Especially not for Dooku, a traitor and a... His words were drowned out by the roar of the walkers, all firing simultaneously at a single spot on the tower. A deafening crack rose above even the cacophony of the tanks. As cleanly as if it had been snapped in two by an unseen giant, the tower broke. The top portion, a good two-thirds of the obelisk, toppled slowly but inevitably. The firing continued, this time at the exposed interior. Smoke plumed upward, joined by sparkling crystal powder, and smaller fires began breaking out. We've got to find them! Kenobi shouted, coughing from the dust that made his throat as dry as Tatooine. They're still inside!